Hi, I'm John Steele of Roboteon with this episode of the Warehouse Automation Podcast.
This week, some observations from the MODEX Show 2024. Not that there was much doubt, but if there were any lingering concerns about the level of interest in automating logistics operations in distribution and manufacturing, the MODEX 2024 conference put them firmly to rest. The biannual trade show, held March 11th to the 14th in Atlanta, saw blowout attendance and exhibitor numbers, with almost 49,000 registrants, an incredible number. That, according to show producer MHI, once known as the Materials Handling Institute of America. MODEX runs every even-numbered year in Atlanta, while the older ProMat show, also from MHI, runs in odd years in Chicago. This year's MODEX show registration, which includes exhibitor staff, was up 32% from the most recent show in 2022. Simply put, for much of the show, the aisles were packed, indicating the high level of interest in technology. And that level of congestion in the aisles is really saying something, because this year's MODEX added a third exhibit hall, up from the two halls that had been the norm since the first MODEX was held in 2012. At the show, Roboteon spoke with more than 100 attendees at our large booth in Hall C and identified some interesting trends we'd like to share. Let's start with this. It is clear most companies are early in the process of evaluating and piloting robots in distribution and for logistics functions in manufacturing. So if that describes where your company is at, you are hardly alone, though the sense of urgency is also clearly rising. Second, many show attendees were looking for help in identifying what types of robots for what applications were right for their companies, and what would be the likely ROI. The key takeaway? Education is key right now, even as interest soars. Third, understanding of the role of software in robot success varied significantly. Some attendees were focused on basic integration between a ProBot system and their warehouse management or ERP software for a specific application, such as collaborative picking, as just one example. Others were looking at the bigger picture and understood the value of using a software platform not only to handle the core integration, but also enable advanced execution functionality and to easily add robots of different types and/or from different vendors over time, rather than being locked into a particular robot vendor's software. Case in point, we spoke with an IT director for a major high-tech company who told us he was supporting 9 different point-to-point robot integrations, which was a real issue for the company and greatly limited ongoing flexibility. The good news? There is a software platform available right now from Roboteon to address these and other challenges and opportunities. It's the most functionally rich software of this type in the robotics industry. You can learn all about it at roboteon.com. We look forward to helping you achieve maximum success in your robotics initiatives. It's an exciting time for distribution and manufacturing managers with all these automation choices to consider. But as we like to say, it should be robots and humans working together as one.
Okay, that's it for this episode of the Warehouse Automation Podcast. For Roboteon, this is John Steele. Thanks for listening.